The Heinz emerald dragonfly is named for its green eyes. It was put on the endangered species list in 1995, but the critical habitat designation was never made. The executive director of the Door County Environmental Council is Jerry Visti. His group joined with the Center for Biodiversity and took the matter to federal court in Washington, D.C. Visti says the judge ruled the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service must come up with a map detailing critical habitats for the dragonfly.
The suit was just on the Heinz Emerald, but it should shake up the folks in Fish and Wildlife and get them moving on some of the other habitat-designated creatures that need protection.
The environmental groups say the Fish and Wildlife Service has been lax in designating critical habitat. That would add another layer of protection in certain circumstances involving federal permits or the use of federal money. For instance, if a private landowner wanted to fill in a wetland in a designated area and needed an Army Corps of Engineers permit to do so, the Fish and Wildlife Service would have to review the plans. If the area were to be altered significantly, the project would be blocked. Otherwise, a spokesperson for the service says the designation won't do much in restricting development. So Georgia Parham says the Fish and Wildlife Service has been concentrating its efforts on a recovery plan for the Heinz emerald dragonfly.
It's basically a blueprint to achieve recovery for the species, and that's where we've been focusing our resources and our efforts. We've done quite a bit through partnerships to implement the plan. We've learned a lot about the species through implementation of the plan. We've even found additional populations of the species.
The amount of critical dragonfly habitat land hasn't been determined yet. In Wisconsin, it's expected to center in northern Door County. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.